I'm now joined with Green Party Councillor Janet Horner to discuss plans for Dublin City Council to install 350 more bike bunkers across the city. Good afternoon, Janet. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
You're most welcome. Janet, there are currently 12 bike bunkers in Dublin, 6 on the south side and another 6 on this side of the Liffey. Tell us briefly about how they operate in terms of, you know, access, locking facilities and how many bikes they can hold.
Yeah, so we have, as you said, there's 12 of them at the moment around the city. So you might have seen these. At the moment, they're only inside the canal area. So if you live in the areas of Stony Batter or Rathmines or in around that part of the city, you'll have seen these containers that are taking up the equivalent of one car parking space. And they have a lid that you can kind of lift up and store your bike safely inside and lock it inside and then lock the door on the outside of it. So the idea of them is that they are going in to residential areas, particularly where people might be living in apartments or in terrace houses where there's nowhere really to safely store your bike. So an awful lot of people in the city then are having to, if they're using their bike as one of their main modes of transport and they're bringing it up and down every day, or they are having to either lift it upstairs or bring it through the house, which is often very mucky, and it takes up an awful lot of space in what can be often very small houses in the city. So these are kind of trying to find a solution to that. Obviously, people can be cautious about leaving their bike out in the street, and particularly if it's a nice bike. There's increasingly, we're seeing electric bikes or cargo bikes been used in the city, which are brilliant because they allow a much wider range of people to safely cycle in the city. But they are also that bit more expensive, and therefore you have to be that little bit more careful about where you store them. So the bike bunkers are a brilliant solution. You would share the bike bunker with about 6 of your neighbours, and they'd all have a key to it, and then you'd also be locking your bike when it's inside. So it's an extra bit of security. It's near your house, so it's convenient for you, and it just allows you to have that peace of mind and knowing that your bike is safe without necessarily having to, as I say, drag it up the stairs or drag it through the house. So I think the bike bunkers are a brilliant idea. The 12 that we have been working really well across the city, so I'm really excited about the idea that these are going to be rolled out on a much wider basis across the city, and hopefully anybody who has that issue of having a bike that they use regularly but nowhere safe to store it will be able to access a bike bunker and have one near their house very soon. And that would be, I think, really brilliant for so many people in the city.
Sounds great. So is a bunker sheltered or covered to protect bikes from harsh weather conditions like rain?
It is, yeah. So that's under a lid. So that's another thing that's really important for people, because I know myself, even I used to keep my bike out in my back garden, and the wear and the tear of the weather would take an effect on the, you'd find yourself needing to repair the brakes and repair the getting punctures a little bit more easily, and that the bike would need a lot more regular servicing just for having been exposed to the weather. So having a covered place to keep your bike is really important. It's really good for your bike, and it offers a lot more security as well. So that's another one of the advantages of it.
Okay, and the council is currently charging €100 per annum to hire a bunker. What's your view on this?
So we were at the last SBC meeting. This is one of the issues that I raised with the council. It certainly is one of the first things that people will be surprised by or be a little bit concerned about when they're looking into the opportunity of using a bike bunker, because, as you might know, it costs €50 at the moment to have a car parking space in the city boundaries. But this bike bunker, which will store 6 bikes, is going to cost €100 a year. So people are obviously quite taken aback by that maybe inequitable fee that is charged for both. But I think at the moment, because it was only in a trial phase, so up to this point they were trying to, it was part of a trial project for the city to see if these could work and to try and find the right model of bike bunker. So you'll see a few different types of shapes and colours and sizes of them around the city at the moment. But now, hopefully, once they've tinkered with that, and now this project will be moving into a much wider rollout across the city, then I really think that it is really important that we look at the price structure and we say that we're trying to encourage people to use their bikes. People need somewhere safe to store their bikes, and we need to find a way to make it much more financially attractive to safely store your bike in the city than it is to store your car, which is currently very cheap, all things considered.
So basically, management have since agreed to examine the pricing issue, you know, at your request.
Yeah, so they said they will look at it. We hope that this is something then that they might come back to us with something that, whether it might, it is either an increase in the fee for hiring a car parking space, which may not be a very popular idea across the city, but I think more importantly, it would be a reduction in the fee to have a space in a bike bunker. So I would love to see them there for maybe €20 a year, maybe even less if you're on social welfare, if you're a student, if you're a carer, if you're retired. I think that it would be the idea that we would provide, the city would do their best to provide somewhere safe for you to store your bike, which is a mode of transport, which we're continually saying as a city we want to see people use as much as possible. I think then we should look at a way to provide them that in a, as affordable a way as possible for people.
Okay. Are there any particular areas or locations mapped out yet for installation of the bunkers?
So far they've only just been within the canals. So I think the main thing that we want to see now with the 350 and the increase in bike bunkers rolled out is having them in those more suburban areas where you're still going to get apartment blocks. So maybe, for example, Santry, areas around, just a little bit further out from the city where people will be still living in flats, they'll be living in terrace houses, they'll be in apartments, but so they don't have anywhere safe to store their bikes. Those will be the locations that will be the perfect places for bike bunkers to go in. So in my own area in the north inner city, they've been very successful and very welcome in, for example, in Stony Batter, where you have long rows of terrace houses and so nowhere to put the bikes apart from in your own house. And the houses in Stony Batter, again, can be quite small. So having that safe, secure location away from the not in your own home is really important. And again, convenience for the bike bunkers is a really key thing. So they should be, you know, on every street that people want them in, really, rather than you don't want to necessarily be parking up your bike three streets away and then having to walk the last half a kilometre home. And that takes away from a lot of the convenience of having a bike on hand a lot of the time.
Of course, you really
want them to be quite close to people's homes.
Yes. And at what stage are we at now in terms of the rollout? When should we see all this happening?
It'll take a while before they're rolled out fully. So they've been doing them in a way that is in cooperation with residents at the moment. So once residents have requested them, then they've been able to roll them out with them over a number of weeks. So at the moment, they're currently issuing the tender for the larger contracts over these 350 bike bunkers. And so that will be decided within the next, before Christmas in any case, and then hopefully sometime in the new year, then we'll be starting to see these bike bunkers rolled out around the city at a much greater scale.
Okay, so when the time comes for anyone interested in, you know, hiring a bunker, how would they go about it? Would they need to contact Dublin City Council?
Contact Dublin City Council. You can contact your local councillors either, and hopefully they'll help you if you want to look into the process for applying. So I've been very happy to help people in my area looking into bike bunkers. And then there's also a little bit more information on them on bikebunkers.ie, which is a website set up by the council to specifically for looking at this project. But yeah, if you are interested, I would say either like come and look at how they're working around the likes of Stony Batter and Rathmines, Portobello, or else contact your local councillor and have a chat with them about how they might go about finding them. And definitely, again, one of the things I think people really want is your suggestions on where the good locations for them would be. So the council have a few criteria they'll be looking at, but what we also want to hear is if you know there's a really good spot at the end of my street, it's not directly in front of anyone's house, so nobody will kind of feel particularly imposed upon by it, but it's accessible for everybody and it would be the perfect location for it. That's the kind of information I think councillors and the council will love to hear if you've got those very specific suggestions of locations for them.
Right, so we leave it there for today, unless anything else you'd like to mention, Janet?
No, I think that's it. I think just keep in touch with your councillors about if you feel that there's issues with the bike bunkers or if you have ideas for them. And yeah, we'd love to hear from that. And hopefully this is part of a wider project of making it a little bit easier and safer and more convenient for you to cycle in the city. So we really appreciate hearing from constituents on those issues.
Excellent. Sounds great. Janet, thanks again for joining us today and all the very best to you. Do take care.
Great. Thanks a million.